Book 3 of the Psalms, Psalm 73, a Psalm of Asaph. Truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. For I was envious of the foolish, when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore pride compasseth them about as a chain. Violence covereth them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than heart could wish. They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walketh through the earth. Therefore his people return higher, and waters of a full cup are wrung out to them. And they say, How doth God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. Verily I have cleansed my heart in vain, and washed my hands in innocency. For all the day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning. If I say, I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of thy children. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me, until I went into the sanctuary of God. Then understood I their end. Surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou castest them down into destruction. How are they brought into desolation as in a moment? They are utterly consumed with terrors, as a dream when one awaketh. So, O Lord, when thou awakest, thou shalt despise their image. Thus my heart was grieved, and I was pricked in my reins. So foolish was I, and ignorant, I was as a beast before thee. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart, and my portion for ever. For lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go a-whoring from thee. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. Are you ever envious at the wicked? Do you ever look and see all the lands and businesses and houses and riches that they possess, and wonder why they seem to have it so easy? They don't fear the Lord. They don't honor God. They even speak proudly against the true God and His Word. They blaspheme the name of Jesus Christ continually. They oppress the poor and needy. Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. If you're not careful, you'll almost start to wonder if you've made the wrong choice in serving the Lord. It almost appears to pay to be ungodly, and it almost appears to just make you suffer to choose the path of righteousness and seek after purity of heart. But this is why we need to gather together as believers to hear the word of the Lord. Jesus said, Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. You see, Asaph struggled with these same issues. He wrestled with this same perplexity. However, he says, When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me, until I went into the sanctuary of God. Then understood I their end. It was through gathering in the sanctuary and hearing the word of the Lord that Asaph's eyes were opened to see clearly, to see the truth as the Lord sees it. He saw that God allows them to be lifted up very high and sets them in slippery places so that in a moment he can cast them down into destruction. How they are brought to desolation and utterly consumed by terrors. This life is like a vapor that appears for a little while, then vanishes away. And then the only thing that stands is the everlasting kingdom of God. All the riches of this earth are but for a season. Then they fly away. But the true riches of Christ and His Word are forever and ever. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass, said the Lord Jesus. And that's why He said, what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? All the riches in the world mean nothing compared to the value of our souls. So let us not be foolish and ignorant like Asaph was, but let us move forward in understanding like Asaph did, so that we might be guided by the counsel of the Lord, so that we might rely only upon our God, that we might draw near to Him and put our trust in Him and declare His works, and that we might be confident that after all this, He will receive us to glory. Psalm 73.